The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrisciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. Weed control management continues across to the sugar beet growing area with a large range in sugar beet maturity. Extension sugar beet agronomist Tom Peters calls it a dichotomy of size.
So in southern Minnesota and good part of Mindak area, we have beets that are ready to close rows. And I think if we get some rain in the next day or so, we will see some rapid growth and row closure. And then as you transition into the crystal sugar territory, lots of differences. There's nice fields that are 8-10 leaves going 12 leaves, and we have some other fields that haven't been planted that long, maybe only at the 2-leaf stage or 4-leaf stage.
Peak sugar beet root maggot fly activity is occurring right now in the Northern Valley. NDSU Extension entomologist Mark Botel. At peak right now for the Mid-Valley and a day or two away for the Northern Valley.
The only time a granule would work now, and there is a little decent chance for rain on and off the next couple of days, but we really need a rain incorporation of any granular application at this point.
How about a retreat?
If you're walking the field, you kind of get a good idea of what kind of activity is out there. Just to look at randomly selected plants, and if you get an average of about a half a fly per plant, and you've got just a moderate amount of protection on there initially, probably be worth putting another sprayable liquid application on it this time too.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrisciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.